Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and this pillock sitting opposite us, Chris Ramsey.
What a fantastic introduction. Yes, hi, thanks for listening. This is episode 4. And before we get started, obviously, a word from our sponsor. A word from our sponsor.
No.
This week's sponsor, I think you'll all agree, clothes have really hit the big time since last week.
Jesus.
And I think you'll all agree, you know, we've got some serious power. We're changing the world here. This week's sponsor is sleep.
Oh, Christ.
Are you tired? Sleep.
Oh, God.
That's it. That joke was 3 weeks in the making.
Is that it?
That's all I've got.
Is that really? That's it?
That's, yeah, yeah. Some of you might have already experienced sleep. You might not know. You know when you go to bed, I was joking, wasn't it? You know when you go to bed at night and you lie down and then suddenly, it's the morning, you've been asleep.
Can we stop?
Yeah, okay.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Here we are, episode 4, Shag Married Annoyed. Still going pretty well, so here we are, still doing it.
Still going, still happening, still here in the kitchen. Thank you very much for listening. If this is the first one you listen to, why not go back and listen to the others?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's not that there's a narrative. We might mention, I've got a couple of things to bring up later on that have been mentioned in previous ones. But
you can't be backlogging, Chris.
Hey, we've got a community going here. The stuff some of these people are emailing me, it's frightening.
I
feel like I'm the therapist.
I just want to clarify, actually, Chris looks after all the emails now since David got in there.
Since David got in there and kicked right. I did a gig yesterday.
Was David?
No,
was
I spoke. Well, I spoke to a guy in the crowd yesterday at the gig and he said something funny and I was like, all right, mate, what's your name? And he said, David. And it got like a massive laugh. I didn't realise there was that many podcast fans in the crowd. And he was like, and to the people who weren't there, I had to like describe it. And to who hadn't listened to it, I had to describe it. But it was, I just thought it was really nice that there was like a, it was like a podcast-centric heckle that was based. I just thought it's the first time it's happened. It's like, so this doesn't feel like it's in the real world because we're sitting in my kitchen doing it, but it's out in the real world.
People are listening. Top of the charts, babes.
Top of the charts again, definitely. It's amazing.
So what's been happening to you this week?
Anything
you want to tell us about?
Well, this week, quite big news for me. I am on the cusp of becoming Celebrity Father of the Year by default.
Do you want to explain that?
Because my wife, Rosie Ramsey, also Rosie Mamsey, aka Chocolate Quilted Chip Pig, you've been nominated for Celebrity Mother of the Year.
Mental, that, innit?
It's crazy. As soon as I said it, I was like, this is the kind of thing where if I'd said it at a party on the way home in the car, you'd go, remember when you said it was crazy?
You didn't believe in me at that time.
Exciting.
There's two reasons why I find it ridiculous, right?
Right.
One, I'm not a celebrity. I really don't think that I'm a celebrity. I guess I've got over 100,000 followers on Instagram, but that is it. I am not a celebrity,
didn't
right?
Take long to mention that.
Oh, shut up.
I'm joking.
Two, I'm not actually that good a mom. Honest to God, do you know, since I found out last week, I have been walking on eggshells around that kid. I swear.
What, do you think he's on the judging panel?
No, just when we're out and about, I'm like, come on, Robin, come on, I'll put that down. no, come on, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Come on. When I'd normally be like, put that down, no. Or I swear to God, you will not be cutting.
You're sleeping in the shed.
Just the normal stuff that I would do. I've been really trying really hard. So maybe it's happened to make us a better mom. I don't know. If I win, it'll be a miracle.
I mean, I definitely, you know, not trying to diss you here, but I definitely didn't feel like I was married a celebrity mum of the year this morning when I was sweating, lifting him out of the car, sprinting along the road to take him into nursery because you set your alarm this morning for 9:30, not 7:30. And I woke up at 8:05, 25 minutes before Robin leaves for nursery, and just was like, I shook you, and I was like, it's 8:05. You were like, but I set my alarm. Oh, for 9:30.
Totally. Can we just talk about how much of a prick Robin is, though, this morning? Yesterday.
That's a direct quote from Celebrity Mother of the Year candidate 2019.
Please don't listen, Klaas Olsen, who was sponsoring the event.
What a quote. And on being nominated, Rosie Ramsey was quoted saying, can we just talk about how much of a prick Robin is, brackets her son.
Keeping it real. No, yesterday on my getty up, my Sunday morning getty up, what time do you get up, Christopher?
Yeah, he was up about 6 o'clock, wasn't
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Today, Monday, back to nursery, what time did you get up?
Well, we had to wake him up at
10 past 8. Yeah. Prick.
Yeah,
what a prick.
It's because I went out to see my mate at the theatre on Saturday night, and I had a couple of beers, and I came in, and it was like my lie-in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's got a thing with Sundays. I don't know what it is.
Because he knows he's a prick. He knows. He's like, oh, hang on. This is a relaxing day for me mum and dad. This is the day that I should be lying in. Nah, 6:30. Morning! And he's such a prick. He peels your eyes open, doesn't he? And he puts the big light
horrible.
On.
Horrible. When he peels your eyes open and puts the light on, it's the worst.
Getting that bedside lamp was the worst thing we've ever done in our life. I swear to God. Prick. But I love him so much.
And please vote for me as celebrity.
Please vote for me to be celebrity mum. It's not even mum, it's mum. Celebrity mum of the year.
Yeah.
I'll never win. I'm not bothered.
It's a weird thing. I mean, I think, I don't want to sound like a wet blanket here, but I think all mums and mams and mothers and mas are brilliant. I think you just do a hard job. And I think I would vote for someone like you. And this is going to sound ridiculous because I'm your husband, but because you make it look not easy. I can't speak. You make it look real.
It's my because thing. when I'm screaming into the towel, when you won't go in the bath, nobody's there. So it looks mint. I look like I'm doing a mint job, but really, I'm falling apart. I'm crumbling. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, Rosie Ramsey, this week, what's your beef?
Well, Christopher, I've got a couple. So I'm just going to have to pick quickly. I'm just going to do a little bit eeny-meeny.
Pick your favourite.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Brackets least hurtful one, please. I'm fragile today.
Are you really?
Nah, I'm all right.
Right, well, I'll pick this one. Christopher, my beef with you is that you eat so ridiculously fast. Like, it's horrible to watch. Yeah. It's horrible to be around. And if I'm totally honest, I'm sick of being left to eat by myself in a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you're doing it to me and Robin, and it's hurtful. So just to set the scene, we'll be eating a dinner, you know, whatever. Chris will finish in record speed. He'll then go and wash his face and his hands because he's a psycho. And he will leave Robin and I to dine alone. And then he will, about 2 hours later, complain about the worst indigestion you can imagine. And I will always revert back to, well, maybe if you didn't eat your dinner so quick, you might not be feeling ill. So pack it in. It's been nearly 7 years of this, and I'm done.
I know. I eat so fast. I can't help it. I just want it over with. I don't know why, but I really enjoy it. But I want to, and then on the odd time when someone goes, oh, you know, you're supposed to chew 30 times or whatever, I chew 30 times and I go, oh, this is great because I'm enjoying the food more. Mm. Like I'm getting more enjoyment out of it. The next mouthful, I'm just inhaling it again.
It's just, it's weird to watch. And then like,
Robin started to do it, hasn't he?
Robin eats so fast. Yeah. It's really, you're actually, serious voice.
Yeah.
You need to pack it in because it's not good.
Well, there's a couple of good things about eating, from my opinion, about eating fast. This is why I like doing it. I eat fast. It's gone. I can go and quickly wash my hands and face and I can move on with my day.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if I finish first, I can then sit like a dog staring at your plate. And
then I always have to give you bits.
Yeah, hopefully get a little bit of leftovers.
Wow.
A little tea and a half.
It's not good, babe.
Can you remember before we went there? New York, and he had passed her too fast at my mum and dad's.
And you thought you were having a heart attack. That was a great night. Night before, we're going away for a lovely trip to New York. Chris thought he was having a heart attack.
I didn't
put a dampener on it at all, if I'm honest. Actually, no, didn't I take a picture? Because we went all out for this trip. We got business class and everything, didn't we? It was amazing.
Yeah.
But you had to have an orange juice. You couldn't have the fizz.
I couldn't have the because you still felt ill. I can remember as the woman was coming round, literally asking if you wanted any pyjamas. I was like, can I have champagne? Because I think I'm having a heart attack. What do I do? She did not. She went over and above the first class service there. But then I'm sure she said that she had a heart attack and she hadn't realised, and she'd went to the hospital like weeks later, and they went, you know, you had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, she helped. Yeah. She helped the situation. I remember that now. I remember being really angry at her, actually, because that was your thing for the rest of the holiday. That woman had a heart attack, you know, she didn't even know. Great. Why don't you marry her instead?
And then when we went to watch the UFC in Madison Square Garden, I was miraculously okay, wasn't
you
I?
Were, oh my gosh, yes. It cured you for about 3 hours. You had about four of them massive pints.
Yeah.
And then when we got back to the hotel, you were poorly again.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Magic.
Just took me mind.
Magic Square Gardens, that's what you call it.
Magic Square Gardens.
Right, what's your beef for me? Because I don't think you're going to air. Top that.
Okay, so again, I've got a couple here, little beefs written down.
Just want to let you know, we don't ever know what these are, by the way.
Yeah.
So these are we keep these secret.
I mean, I've always got an inkling. I mean, last week you'd done us with that tennis snore, and that was
great. A lot of messages of other people who do that as well.
Yeah, but they really didn't have a name for it, which was crazy. Which is, you know, you've named it. You should patent that. We should get t-shirts and that made.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah. 40 love ? Midnight juice. Oh, stop it.
Stop.
My beef with you is, and I'm picking from your list here, your current catchphrase round the house, mainly in the kitchen, that does me not in. Bin stinks. Ding, ding, ding. 10 points for stating the obvious, Rosie Ramsey. That bin stinks. Now, just to set the scene here, I will open up the drawer that the bin's in, the sort of cupboard drawer thing. I'll open the lid on the bin, which is inside there now, because we're double layered now because the first bin stunk so much. So we've now got a bin with a lid inside a cupboard that is basically meant to be the lid anyway. I'll put rubbish in it. I'll close the bin. I'll pot her around. She will just appear at the door. Just burst in the door like a sitcom. Like a sitcom character walking in and saying their catchphrase. You burst in the room and go, bin stinks. I know the bin stinks. It's got all of where it's a receptacle for all of our waste and shit from around the kitchen. It just stinks.
Oh, it really makes us upset though. Like, honestly, if that bin is opened and I come in, it does stink. It really stinks.
There we go. She's doing it. She's doing it. You're getting it firsthand. She's doing that catchphrase.
Well, I've got a really, really strong sense of smell, haven't I?
You've got dog smell.
You know, like, if your feet smell, I know straight away. I know
pretty almost straight after that. I know because I get shouted at.
Mm-hmm. I can't bear it. You know when like a binman van. What are they called?
A binman van.
A bin. What are they called? The bin lorries.
Binman van.
There's
two. There's the binman van and there's the bin lorry. The binman van is the van that takes the binman to work, and then the binman all get on the bin lorry and then they go to work.
That is expensive. No wonder we pay so much council tax.
Carbon footprints off the charts.
Ridiculous. No,
we need more binmen. Bring a binman van. Do you mean the bin lorry? No, the binman van that you bring all the binmen in to come and get all these bins.
Sorry, bin people.
Sorry, bin people. Yeah.
Bin people. Come on.
I have never seen a female bin man.
Yeah, because we've got crazy sense of smell. We couldn't do it.
I've never, ever seen one. Email shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com if you are a female binman, bin person, bin woman.
I couldn't do that. That's the one job I could not do.
A bin lady.
Or cheese factory or like the cheese counter in the supermarket.
I love that you said that's the one job I can't do. Then you've just started listing numerous jobs.
All the jobs that I couldn't do.
So yeah, that's your catchphrase. The bin stinks. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't want to get a bin made of flowers, a potpourri cast.
I think we actually need a bin, probably about 4 centimetres deep.
Uh-huh.
And then just empty it every 10 minutes.
Yeah, you want your bin to be a yoghurt pot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be good. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So before we get into the questions proper this week from you lovely listeners, I've got a few that just sort of some hangovers from last week that people have chirped in with. We have changed lives, Rosie. Mm-hmm. This podcast has changed lives.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Myself and my husband love listening to your podcast. After listening to your chat about holding in farts, I've decided to stop holding in farts. We have been together for nearly 9 years, 5 years married and 2 years, and two babies later. I only fart in front of my husband when I was pregnant when it slipped out. But now, we just go for it.
Oh, I'm so glad. Listen.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, and that is the sound of your bum cheeks rattling together as the air passes out.
I'm so proud of you.
Well done.
What's her name?
Her name is Anna.
Anna, well done.
Well done, Anna. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know if your husband's over the moon. He might be gutted. Apologies if the husband isn't. Although I think it'll be a bit of a relief for him as well.
Possibly, yeah.
So well done.
Well done. You're saving the NHS a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think I'm joking? I'm being serious? You know, crippled bowel pains. You've been holding your fart in, love? Yes. Right, that's going to cost us £90 billion.
Rosie doesn't work for the government. That's just a guess.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Rosie and Chris. This I'm just going to round it up. Do we think that children should be invited to weddings?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a total personal thing. We had kids at ours during the day.
Yeah.
But then on the night time, we requested that they all fuck off. because we didn't have a child then. And I've got nephews and I've got cousins with kids and I absolutely adore them. I still do now. And I wanted them there during the day, yeah. But I was very much like, not on the night time, not having kids sleeping on chairs and stuff like that.
It's a bit Butlins at midnight, isn't it? Where they're just sleeping on chairs with coats over them and stuff.
Well, I just don't think as a parent now as well, you don't enjoy yourself when you've got a little kid and they're there at a party. I'm not relaxing. I don't relax.
Ah, yeah, not at all.
And you don't enjoy it as much. And I wanted everyone to just have a really good time. So I was like, right, ship them off. I actually get a little bit annoyed, I don't know about you, when Robin is invited to anything. I'm like, well, he's not coming.
Yeah.
I
know what you mean.
I'm not going to win this award.
Yeah, no, you're not. No, you have taught yourself out of this award. Maybe we should make this episode 5 once the results have happened.
Oh, honestly.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. It's when people go, do you want to bring Robin to this party? And I go, oh, okay, cool. Will there be alcohol and stuff and all the other adults? Yes, there will be. Yeah, well, he's not coming.
He's not coming.
He's not coming because I'm going to have an adult time here. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go somewhere else. Honestly, I'd rather go somewhere else with him during the day and miss the wedding than take him somewhere where it's not suitable for kids.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there comes an age, though, when they are great.
Yeah, and
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd say like 5 or 6 upwards. They're probably mint. They can stay up a bit later.
Yeah.
They'll be enjoying it. They can have a little dance and all that. And I get that. But toddlers and babies, I just think,
I'm thinking more
don't
for the hangover.
Do it.
I'm thinking more for the hangover.
Mm.
You bring the kid to the wedding. Yeah, the kid can stay. The kids there. Or you're taking the kid home. You two are drunk and you're taking your kid home. Your kid's up at 6 o'clock, Sunday morning special. Robin.
Yeah, I know.
Eh? They don't know what a hangover is. No. They just wake up buzzing off yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Full of sugar.
So
full of the sugar
them.
That you've given them to try and keep them pleased.
Yeah. You know what annoys me?
What?
People who come round to your house, right, with their kid when on a day that your kid's out.
Oh, yeah.
So you go, oh, yeah, Robin, not so much, whatever. Go out with your nana and granddad today. Mm. Go on, have a lovely day. And then someone pops in with their kids and you go, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Step back off the threshold of this house. This has been booked in for weeks. He is at the beach with his nana and grand. This is a child-free day. Get your kid off my premises. I'm taking my pants off. If I have to, I'll take my pants off. Get your child out of my house now.
They can sit outside.
They can they can play with the wood at the bottom of the garden for me fire.
We're not going to have any mates left, you know that?
Nah, and you're definitely not winning this award. I've got an email here, and this is just, I mean, it's so open-ended. It just says, hi guys, hope you're all doing well. I'm wondering if you can help. How can you tell if someone is into you or just being friendly?
How can you tell if someone's into you? Like if they're flirting with you? Or, see, this is going to irritate me because I can't bear people who don't know the difference between someone being friendly and someone actually flirting with them.
Good, right, okay, so you can't bear all men ever?
Basically, yes.
Because men don't know. As a man, I'm telling you right now, we don't know.
How not?
I'm telling you, the woman could be naked, motorboating boobs in your face and literally taking your pants off and you could be like, oh, goodness me, oh, work colleague, what's all this about?
What, so
you're friendly. we can't read the signs. We can't read the subtle signs. We don't know what. Sometimes we don't know what's going on.
Wow.
That's why blokes make dicks of themselves so often. Mm. That's why blokes go in for the kiss and they go, "Whoa, what are you doing?" That's why the most popular phrase is, "I've got a boyfriend," because blokes just don't understand. We are stupid.
You've hit quite a large nail on the head there, actually, haven't
you? Yeah, we're idiots. Yeah. Women can get them because they're the ones who make these subtle, this ridiculous, subtle little game of bloody Cluedo that you play.
We're just more switched on, if I'm honest. Yeah. We're just more in the world, I think. We'd watch things. I see so many things, then I'll mention it to you after, "Did you see that?" And you're like, "What?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Did you have your eyes open at all?"
On the way home from a party, you have to explain that we were both at two different parties.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, "Did you hear them say that? And did you see that?" And you were like, "Oh, no."
No.
What? I don't know what I mean. It's like, Jesus. Married a gnome.
A gnome!
Sits on the peripheral.
Look, I just like being there with me wheelbarrow, minding my own business, fishing into the grass.
Oh. Well, there's no way to answer that then.
Chloe, there's no way to answer that, yeah.
Oh, so it was a girl. Right, okay.
It's a girl.
Well, Chloe, you should know.
Chloe, you should know. I'll tell you right now, Chloe. Is he single? Yes. Is he talking to you? He likes you.
Yeah.
Are you breathing? He likes you.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, isn't that? That's right.
I would say that. I would say, Chloe, if you're even thinking, I mean, it might be a lady, but if you're even thinking if they're, the thing is to...
What does it say? Does it say what sex?
No, it just says, "Hi guys, hope you're doing well. I'm wondering if you can help me. How can you tell if someone isn't you or just being friendly?
See,
thanks."
I don't know how you would do it with the same sex. This is the thing, isn't it?
We don't know.
Because two women, that's going to be difficult. Oh, how would you ever know? Like, we don't let anything...
Be like trying to catch a Zodiac killer.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be hard. Just ask.
No, no.
Why?
I can't agree with that.
Why not?
No. Just like, "Oh, hey, I saved you a seat. You come sit next to me, I saved you a seat. Thanks." Before we get started, what is this?
I would. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. What is this? Can I get a formal label on this conversation, please?
Yeah, need to know.
I mean, I hope that's answered your question, Chloe, is that neither of us have a fucking clue. Good luck!
Yay! Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Right, I've got another question. This was a genuine question, right? And it didn't say anything else. It was just this. So I think this has happened to this person or they've witnessed it, right? So okay. It just said, "Rosie and Chris, why do people wipe snots on toilet walls?"
Did you just snort? Yeah.
So, because I can just see them sitting in the toilet. I can just send me a message because I can just see it. And I've seen it before.
Absolutely. In my head, they've sat down, they've looked, and they've went, "Well, there's only one person I need to ask about this." They've just whipped their phone out.
Yeah.
Why do people wipe snots on toilet walls?
Well, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
In nice toilets as well. Usually workplaces. Do you think people are just like, "Oh my God, I hate it here." I hate coming here.
I'm rebelling against the system. Wipe. Yeah. It is weird because you're right in front of a place that is the perfect place to dispose of a snot.
Totally. Yeah. Why would you do it? Put it in a tissue.
So I don't know why people wipe snots on toilet walls.
No.
I've got no idea.
No way.
I imagine they just want a graffiti and they haven't got a pen.
I don't know. How do you make a tissue dance? Put a bogey in it.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We've peaked.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay, so I've got an email here from Jonathan. It's called hashtag Pillowgate. How good's this?
Okay.
Wonder if you guys can help settle an argument with me and my better half.
Mm-hmm.
We always argue constantly about pillows. Here are our gripes. Mm-hmm. When I get into bed, I grab my lovely pillow and fold that bad boy in half so it's extra plump and nice, mm-hmm. so I can sleep. But I get lectured about ruining my pillow and folding it in half. The pillows are wafer thin, like after 8 mints. Rachel loves her little pillows. She's got a Disney one, a little beaded one, and lots of fancy pillows. Are they for sleeping on? No. Are they for building pillow forts? No. They are just for show on the bed. Why?
Well, Jonathan, firstly, you're clearly a man with zero taste. And zero self-respect for yourself, that you're having to fold over your little pillow. Treat yourself, buy yourself a pillow that you like, right? But you dare put that pillow on that bed. You put that pillow under your bed and you bring that out for when you go to sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Because...
like in prison. Like you're living in prison.
I am Rachel's side the whole way. Your bed needs to look nice. You've seen my disgusting pillow that yeah. I can't get rid of.
Oh my God, honestly.
It's not on display.
You're on, no, you know what it is, right? You, on the surface, you like people to think that you're his better half here. Rachel's just called. You like to think people think you're Rachel. You're actually Jonathan. You've got all these fancy, ridiculous show pillows on our bed. It looks madness. It's craziness. Mm-hmm. It looks like quite a small bed because there's that many pillows. If you go pillow to bottom, it's about 2 foot high
because
mm-hmm. the pillows are about, there's about 6 foot of them,
yeah,
right?
All right.
But he's got a little monkey pillow that he fought. Yours, your pillow.
I know.
It looks like it's been dragged by a car on really a does. Road trip across America.
It looks like a pillow that you would see at the side of the road.
Yeah, it looks like a pillow that would...
in November.
Yeah, it looks like a pillow that would accompany a mattress in a skip.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. It's like orange from Slava and fake tan.
It's vile.
It is, and it stinks, but I can't wash it and I can't throw it away.
Oh,
I know. Robin loves it, doesn't he?
It's horrible.
Robin's like, breathing in me pheromones.
I've never got it, you see. So I can have, our whole house can be like an absolute dump, to be fair. Like a dump. But as long as the bed's made, you're happy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've never understood it. I can get out of the bed in the morning, leave it, and I can get back into an unmade bed at night. Yeah, but you can't. You can't.
No.
Jonathan, I'm with you on this, mate. The amount of pillows that I have to, getting into my own bed on a night is a chore. Like, I've got to remove throws, pillows, little tiny show cushions. There's like a faux fur rug thing that goes across the bed. When Rosie's making it all in the morning, it's like she's a squire dressing a knight for battle.
Just
like the amount of crap that goes on the bed.
Well, you've opened my eyes with this, to be honest, because I didn't think that you minded. Because you've always commented about how nice it is.
Don't get us wrong.
Just don't be thinking Jonathan's here and he's got your back.
Don't get us wrong. It looks beautiful.
Thank you. That's
right?
All I need to
but
hear.
All I'd
That's
like to fine. Do is, right, but all I'd like to do is maybe somehow sew them all together on some kind of net and
Jesus.
Put it all on as one. Yeah? So you can literally grab the thing, the pile of stuff, and pick it up, and then you, and they're all in their place, sewed together, and they're ready.
What's the matter with you?
I'm a busy guy.
It takes about 30 seconds.
No, it takes ages, man. I keep doing it wrong. I get told off.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Chris and Rosie, what are your views on PDA?
Meaning,
also known as personal displays of affection.
I thought it was public displays of affection.
It is. I got that wrong. What did I say?
Personal.
Oh. The complete opposite of what PDA is.
Personal displays of affection. Just look at it. Kiss in the mirror. Look how many things you get wrong.
Oh. I think I was so worried about getting it wrong that I got it wrong.
I love that you said it. You went personal displays of affection. And I went, is it not public? You went, it might be. I got it wrong. You said it in the same like sort of Radio 4 voice that you'd said the first bit in.
It was wrong.
Public displays of affection. So we're talking heavy petting here. We're talking,
basically,
you know.
Basically, yes.
Because didn't there used to be a sign in the swimming pool saying no heavy petting? Remember that?
No.
Yeah. You don't remember that in the swimming pool?
I remember no bombing.
There was no bombing. There was
no
all kinds of
splashing.
Yeah, no splashing.
No
heavy petting was one of them. Yeah.
And it was in like don't shag in the pool.
Well, it was like don't be like necking on and that. Mm. I think it was like in case like you get out and you've got a semi and everyone can see it and
well,
the kids get upset.
Someone I know got fingered at Wet n Wild in the jacuzzi. So.
God damn it! It's someone I know in speech
no,
marks.
No, it wasn't me.
All right. Okay.
Oh my God! No. Oh, how wait. Listen, what do you think about PDA?
Public displays of affection. I don't know. I am, sometimes I'm quite soppy. Like if I'm at the airport and people are like giving each other cuddles when they're getting off the plane and giving each other big kisses, I'm a big fan of that. Like the beginning of Love Actually. I'm like,
I think that's different though. I think that's an embrace. That's lovely. Yeah. If you're out on a night out and there's people just necking on beside you, that's rank.
Yeah, I know. But a night out, it's our culture, and a night out is where people go and meet and mate. Do you know what I mean? So I can kind of, if I'm standing, I would find it weirder if I was standing at a, you know, a train platform during the day and two people were just like necking on and grabbing. I find it, and again, I am proper coming across as a weird prudish old man on this podcast, right? And I'm not even bothered to be fair.
That's what you
are. Well, yeah, we'll go welcome to the future. I find it really, really uncomfortable when blokes in public just grab handfuls of their girlfriends or wives' arses.
Yes.
I find it really weird.
Yeah, I can't get away with that.
Really? If I grab, like, but not even like a jokey way. Like, I imagine I would do it to wind you up in Asda, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like they're just like, and they're like grabbing a proper handful, and the woman just doesn't. I think, mate, if that was me, she would have broke my fucking arm.
I know. And not just that. Do you remember when you were younger and you were like 13 or 14 and you were going out with someone and you'd walk and he'd walk behind you? Like,
like the conga.
And it was so uncomfortable. But but you were just like young, like honestly, just like holding hands.
Train across the flooder. Hey. Every bus stop looked like a wedding party.
I could throw you like a race, but one in front of the other.
It's like a really weird teenage version of a, you know, when you let a baby walk on your legs,
yes,
you know, they walk on your feet.
It was awful.
I do remember seeing it's people
awful,
do that.
Right?
I mean, I never did because I didn't get my first girlfriend when I was 16.
Oh,
but I do
God.
Remember seeing that.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Well, I did it a couple of times. It was just, I was doing a thing of what? I can't even walk properly. This is ridiculous, but I still did it. And you see some people kind of doing that now. Like, you know, when people walk along, like our age, right? Mm-hmm. Like 30s, I've seen it. And they've got a hand on each bum. Like one's got a hand on that bum, the other one's got a hand on... And you think, that is not... You are not getting anywhere quick.
I feel, yeah.
Yeah, that's not comfortable.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, get off my arse.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. But we are very touchy-feely. Like in the house, we're still cuddling that on a night time.
Yeah.
But I just don't get it.
Well, the grabbing the arse thing. The grabbing the arse, it's sort of, for me, it's a precursor to sort of getting in the mood. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
If you're going to grab, if you're going to grab part of a sexual part of your partner's body, it's like, go for it. What are you doing that in Burger King for?
I know.
Like, what, you're just, Chicken Royale. Like,
horrible.
Yeah. It depends where it is, but I think my opinion on PDA, I think I am a prudish. I think just don't be eating each other's faces if you're in front of me in the queue for some coffee.
Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah, but a little peck. I love seeing people have a cuddle. Little
I
cuddle's
do.
Lovely.
I love seeing people holding hands.
I love seeing old people holding hands.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
it's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's the best.
Can we just clarify? I also love seeing same-sex couples now walking the streets and holding hands.
It's brilliant now that people can,
I know a lot of same-sex couples, and through actual personal conversations with them, it's been something that's terrified them for years.
Yeah.
And now they do it, and I just think it's wonderful. And it fills my heart with love. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Rosie, I've got an email here that I don't know how you're going to feel about this. I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, the emails just fill us with dread now, to be honest.
Yeah.
But come on.
No, it's not, David. We're all cool. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm emailing to claim fame as the first person to have sex while listening to your podcast.
Oh. What?
How do you feel about that?
Violated. Disgusted. So what?
Yeah, we were away in a log cabin. I'm not going to mention her, you know, for embarrassment purposes. Sophie Cleghorn. We were away in a log cabin with friends and had to keep it on the DL. So to cover up any noise, we played your podcast. Sorry. However, funniest shag we've ever had.
Wow.
I'll take that compliment.
I mean,
as a comedian, I'm always looking for a quote for a poster.
If you don't mind just writing that on the iTunes app.
Subscribe, rate. 5 stars, funniest shag I've ever had.
What happened to put a bit of music on? That's one thing I've never done. I've never had intercourse while there's been music on.
No.
Not that I remember.
Yeah. No, kind of not really a song short enough for me.
Yeah, it's not really. Probably the jingle. Yeah.
No, you're kidding. It's not for me. It would be the babadoo, babadoo, bap. And I'm finished.
I'm laughing, but I'm not disagreeing.
I'm just jokes. I just spotted at the bottom of this email as well. She genuinely says, any challenges to this claim, step forward. Can I say right now, don't. Don't tell her if you've been having sex to our podcast. It's really weird, I don't like it.
She just wants to find fellow people who've been
Sophie, if you're trying to get a foursome going while our podcast's on, I am going to hit the roof. I'm going to hit the
Sophie,
roof.
I've been nominated for Celebrity Mum of the Year 2019 and I can't have these shenanigans going on in my job.
Absolutely.
My only job.
Yeah. We can't have the thrusting and the slapping of skin happening while our dulcet tones radiate out, changing the comedy podcast world, yeah?
But imagine though, actually, if people are listening to it and then they end up making a baby and they can call the baby like shagged, married, annoyed. The third.
I hope they don't do that. I mean, Chris or Rosie is a good name for a baby, but yeah.
It is.
Yeah. But don't tell your kid that you had sex to it. Oh, God.
I have got a really quick question.
Yeah?
Dressing gown or house coat?
I've never heard the term house coat until very recently, so I will always call it a dressing gown. But I do love the grandeur of house coat.
It is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I can't, to be honest, house coat makes more sense than dressing gown. I am a dressing gown girl, right? But house coat, it's a coat and you're wearing it in the house.
Yeah.
It's true. It should be called a house coat, but I can't get my head around it.
I feel like you can only call it your house coat if you're asking someone else to get it for you.
Could you grab my house coat?
Jeeves, bring me my house coat.
And my house shoes. Also known as slippers.
House shoes. Bring me my house crepes.
What's house crepes?
Ah, that's what people call Trina's crepes. I saw it on Instagram. I don't know if I'm using the right words. I'm not sure. They might have said crepe.
It's a pancake.
You're a pancake?
Yes.
Slam.
Right, come on.
Just a little snippet of what I'm capable of. Award-winning comedian. You're a pancake. Good night, everyone. Good night, Wembley. Babadoo, 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 bah. Question from Sarah. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Do you have any ideas for a 60th birthday present for my dad? Right? That sounds pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normal question. This next bit threw me off. 60th birthday present for my dad, who only likes things beginning with ch. C-H. Chops, chips, chocolate? Question mark. Is he a Sesame Street character? Like, what the hell? The hell's wrong? It's like something Robin would watch on the telly.
I'm really confused. I don't understand.
He only likes things beginning with C-H.
Chicken.
Get him some chicken.
Chicken.
Chocolate. Champagne.
Yes.
A chair. Could buy him a chair.
Yeah. God, you haven't even been trying it all, Sarah.
I just say, Sarah, your name's Sarah. He only likes things with ch. He's not a fan of you, love. Chalice, yeah.
Church.
A church. Buy him a church.
Uh-huh. A chateau.
A chateau.
Escape to the chateau. What's the matter with him?
It's one of the weirdest things I've ever read.
Sorry, but no. Can we tell us off? Can we just clarify? He only wants things beginning with J. Like, the man is a lunatic. He shouldn't be allowed to walk the streets. Do you know what I mean? Why am I the only one realizing this? Come on.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised he's got this far. Do you know what I mean? You've been playing along with it.
Yeah, you've been enabling this, sir.
Yeah, buying him chocolate and chops.
He only likes things beginning with ch.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Dad, we've got you some new golf clubs. What? Just put us flying out the window. Or you know what you could do? Gosh. You could just give him some money so he can choose himself.
Oh, yes. Yes. So he gets paid the big bucks.
It is time for our celebrity question. That's what the okay. And this week from the fantastic Simon Rimmer.
Oh, yes.
Chris and Rosie, it's Simon Rimmer. Question for you. If you were up against each other in a cooking competition, what would you cook and why? And of course, who'd win?
Oh. Rimmer chicken dinner, heavens above. It's spicy, that, mate.
It's a good question.
Oh, he's trying to make get the fisticuffs here, isn't he?
Right, come on, you go first then. What would you cook?
Head to head in a cooking competition with you.
It'd have to be something good that you might win.
Right. So, okay, well, you know what my best dish is that I can cook better than anyone else on the planet, and I think you'd agree, to be fair. Spaghetti bolognese. It's only one thing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason. You make spaghetti bolognese, Rosie, and it's always nice. It's always nice. Mm-hmm. But you walk past me making my spaghetti bolognese, you lean in, you stick a little spoon or one of your little trotters in, and you have a little...
It's never happened.
And you have a... And you have a little taste, and you always taste it. You go, and then you get really angry. Because for some unknown reason, even though we do the same thing, mine's always nicer for some strange reason, isn't it?
I don't know why. Yeah, it is.
It's because I talk to the meat.
It's a bit boring. Greg wouldn't be impressed with that.
Greg from MasterChef?
Yeah. That's the programme we're on, right?
I think it's a cookery competition, God knows.
So Greg would be like, Chris, that's a really nice bolognese, but it's bolognese. This is MasterChef. Have a word. Get this shit off my table. It's clear cold because we've been standing here filming for half an hour. I'd never understood that. How can they judge that food when it's clearly freezing?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Can't be enjoyable.
So yeah, I'd probably do my best spaghetti bolognese. And I know it's only spaghetti bolognese, but I think once they taste it, they'd be like, you know what, Chris? This is just a spaghetti bolognese. But to be fair, you know, on the surface, that's what it just looks bland. But we've tasted it. This is a taste sensation, mate. You know, this is the one. Chris Ramsay for Prime Minister. That's what would happen.
Right.
What would you cook?
Well, I do. You know I love cooking. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm all right.
Yes and no.
Why you got to be horrible?
Right. No, you're an amazing cook.
Thank you.
Your food you cook is incredible. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the carnage you leave in your wake while cooking almost
isn't
worth.
All the good chefs do.
It almost isn't worth. Yeah, but all the good chefs have got a kitchen porter full-time employed. Eh? Not Muggins here. Eh? Not this tosser. You can fill a dishwasher making soup, mate. It's craziness.
Well, there's a lot of things involved in the soup, actually.
I'm in Heinz from the tin.
Oh, right. Can I just tell you my dish now?
Come on.
Arsehole. Right. So, annoyingly...
No, I'll tell you right now, they're not going to like arsehole. Sorry.
Oh, God. Marry a comedian.
Can tell me dish? Arsehole.
I would also cook a pasta dish.
Wow.
But I would do my famous duck ragu. It's beautiful. It's got a full bottle of red wine in, and you have to cook it for 2 hours. It's delicious, isn't it?
Can we have a vodka tonight?
Absolutely.
Yes!
So that's what I would cook. And
right.
Who would win?
No, you've won. You've won, because I'd much rather have that than thing tonight. I'll be honest with you, the full bottle of wine might have something to do with it.
Possibly.
But
how am I putting on so much weight? You are... drinking a lot, and you're also eating your drink. So, double dippins.
Can you remember when we watched that Secret Eaters on TV?
Oh, yes.
Oh, if you didn't see it, anyone listening, there's a show called Secret Eaters. I don't know if it's coming on again. God, I hope it does.
It was great.
So basically what they do is they film people who are saying exactly that. They're going, I don't know why I'm putting so much weight on. I don't know why I'm so fat. I eat really well. And then they hide cameras around the house and they follow them for a week like spies. And it turns out they're just properly pouching non-stop. Mm-hmm. Can you remember that bloke?
Please explain what he had for his breakfast.
There was this bloke on.
And that he didn't think it was bad.
He didn't. So he was totally, he put the cameras on. He's like, right, yeah. He's going, you're not finding anything out. Mm. You're not finding healthy me. I know what I'm doing. Honestly, I don't know. This is, I'm a medical marvel. I don't know how I've got so much weight on us. I don't know what's going on. Bless him. He didn't know what he was doing. No. So they sat down and they went, okay, so like, Roger, we've been filming you. And he went, yeah. And he just wasn't having it, was he? He was going, yeah, no, come on. Bring it on. Bring it on, love. And she went, okay, so on the morning, you have cereal. And he goes, yeah, yeah. Healthy cereal,
special
isn't
K,
it?
Yeah, special K.
Healthy cereal. And she goes, well, yes and no. Right? And he goes, what? And he looks mortified and he goes, what? Come on then. And she goes, okay then. Well, so you have your cereal. Portion control, first of all. Bit too much. And it's a mixing bowl. it's like, it looks like a Vietnam helmet. It's massive. Right? And he puts in there and then he chops the banana in. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, banana. And she goes, oh yeah, yeah, nothing against the banana. And he goes, right. And he's like looking around the rest of the family, pleased as punch, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then she goes, you also have half a pint of double cream on it and a jar of jam. It was the maddest. It was like a trifle.
It was shocking, wasn't it?
I fell off the sofa
he
laughing.
He couldn't say that.
He didn't understand. He's going with healthy cereal. Yeah, you've put a fucking ice cream in it, mate. Oh, I'll be honest,
how do you
lush,
like
though.
Your cereal in the morning? I like mine with a jar of jam
and a pint of cream. To be fair, it looked blinding, and I will have it one day. It looked amazing.
Definitely. Oh, bless him. Love that program. Bring it back.
Oh, best program ever.
Babadoo, 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 ba. And there you go. The end of another episode. Thank you so much for listening to Shag Married Annoyed. Make sure that you subscribe and tell all your friends.
And if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And if you're having sex while listening to this episode, you better hurry up and finish, because we're done.
Beat you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.